Dear Walrus, give them a big hand, all right?
Okay.
Now, we will probably plan one more, probably in the middle of the year, maybe June or something like that. Probably we'll do a 3 days, two nights, maybe, all right? But this time, if we can, maybe we do solid fasting. Who want to join? 23 become 10 people. Only 3 people go out there. Okay. Jesus, Elijah, Moses. Okay, anyway. Now, it's always exciting, all right, to see people coming together to pray. And if you would ask friends, you know, your friends who are different churches and all that, many times prayer is the worst attendance. Can this church be a different from all the rest? Can? All right. So come for prayer night. Huh? Okay, praise the Lord. Huh? Now, out of that night that we had in Penang Hill, and through that, I could conclude, okay, 3 things. That is, one, the opportunities that are going to come by, okay, your life, okay, opportunities will come. And there will be so many that I pray that all of you will be wise, okay, which one to pick. Okay, all right, praise God. You happy with that? Okay, number 2, I mean, out of the 23 that we pray and hear all whatever that has been prayed and testified. The other one is more, M-O-R-E, okay, more. This is really more, lebe, right? More, okay, more of things that you're going to experience in the Lord. Okay, how many believe that? Yes. And the third one, okay, as we pray along, we are in this series. And in Penang Hill, we pray through Ephesians 6. And which means that I sense in my heart, in all things that's taking place, we got to be bold, okay, and stand firm. Okay, be bold and stand firm and fight the good fight of faith. Can I have a good amen? Amen. Amen, huh? All right. Is that the... yeah? Correct, huh? Okay, let's welcome... Jun Gang. Okay, to your hands, all right? You're back for good, or you're going back to UK again? Completed, graduated. Whoa, okay. Lord, I pray, come and serve Penang. Amen. Okay. That means find a job in Penang, right? Okay. Okay, praise God. Okay, I see there are many new faces, okay, in the house this morning. Now, we are in a series called, what? In. Okay, I'm supposed to set up. Okay. Thank God for the tech team. They came up with this idea. Is it? Pastor, you must use this, okay? Use this. Okay, now done. All right, done. Hey, wait, is it? Okay, now. Correct, huh? Okay. Is it on? Is it on? Yes, huh? Oh, okay. But I couldn't see it here. Okay. Can David come, David? Ada tech tata guna, okay now. Okay, yeah. Okay, anyway. We are in series called In Christ. Say with me, In Christ.
In Christ.
What is our main scripture? Oh. 2 Corinthians, don't show yet. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Okay, how does it go? Can you recite with me? 1, 2, 3. Okay. We have a few here. Okay, say with me one more time. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Okay, can show already, huh? Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All right, different version, huh? Okay, praise God. Let that sink into your heart, okay, this whole season, and if you can, the whole year and the rest of your life. Amen? Now, just what we have covered so far, in part one, I talk about in and out. Yes, in and out. You want to be... Okay, what is it now? Karen. Okay, yes. In and out. Okay, in and out. You want to, some of us want to be in, some of us want to be out. If you want, some people are in and try to get out, all right? And some want to get out and get into something. And that is true every time, okay, in our lives. Some of us are in a certain job and don't like that job. You try to get out and so difficult. Some of you are in certain business and you want to get out, but it's so difficult. Some of you wanting to get out and get into something. True, it goes on every day in your life. Okay, you get into the car. After a while, you want to get out from the car, right? Especially you get in the car and somebody release a certain gas. You want to really get out from the car, all right? And if you are trapped in the lift, I'm sorry. Okay, now. All right, now. The whole idea is that every one of us this year choose to step up in whatever things that you're in that's stopping you, okay, to love God more, all right, to step into Christ, all right, that you love God all over again. You love Jesus all over again. In part two, we talk about strong in Christ. Say with me, strong.
Strong.
Now, say with me again. Strong.
Strong.
Ah, okay, that is strong. In strong, I talk about how you can have strength in all things and all times. Yeah, God is always there, okay, as you, how to discover God's strength. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 11 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power. So when you read all those, my exercise there right now. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So in other words, how you stand firm. Okay, be strong. That is to stand firm and put on the whole armor of God. Okay, we did all the whole armor of God, okay, in Penang Hill. Now, to discover that, okay, all right, to discover that is you got to find yourself in Christ. So when you are found in Christ, His strength is found in you. Amen? All right? Now, so be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismay, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. All right? Wherever you go. Even the darkest place, the most quiet place, the Lord is with you. All right? So choose to be strong. Amen? Now, today, part three, okay, today, part three, we're going to talk about the next word that is called purpose. Say with me, purpose. Now, I do not know what is purpose to you. Everything that has been invented has a purpose, all right? Somebody say even the nga chong, even the appendicitis, all right, has a purpose. You know, I read one article. He said, what do you call that? He has a purpose even to fight diseases. Some of you say, oh no, already, okay. It's already gone, it's not in my body anymore. Now, I mean, that article you got to, you search, huh? What's the purpose of that? It has a purpose, in that sense, or else why it's there. Now, so let it be this season that you are marked, okay, with in Christ. People say, oh, you are in Christ. I give you an example of the Bible. I realize that many have not seen this illustration. Some of you have seen this illustration, especially Jungan. Where's my 1 ringgit? Somebody take away my 1 ringgit. yeah. Okay, now. Okay, give me something that I can put inside. Okay, yeah. Anything I got? 50 ringgit. Oh, 1 ringgit. Okay, 1 ringgit. I thought Jude will say, ask money for me. Okay, now. But Jude, you are the boss, right? Jude, where are you now? Boss. Give us a treat today, all right? Your boss, right? Okay, now. We are saying that if you are marked in Christ, right? That means if this is you, you are in Christ. Let's say the Bible is in Christ. You are in Christ. You are in Christ. You are surrounded. You are enveloped. Everything around you are all in Christ, all right? So, in other words, if you are in Christ, what to fear, right? In that sense, okay? Because you are in Christ. Now, so today as we talk about purpose, Scripture. This is how we know that we are in Him. How to know that you are in Christ? The Bible tells us that whoever claims to live in Him must walk as Jesus did. How does Jesus walk? Like Michael Jackson? Okay, Sean. Can pass? Can all right? If you, how to walk in Him? Now, many times we thought that the way you walk, no, it's about your lifestyle. Is about how you talk, how you think, how you react, how you respond, okay, to things around you, attitude, character, and all that. Okay, just as what Jesus did, we do. What Jesus did not do, don't do. All right, so as must walk as Jesus did. Now, the word purpose is very powerful. All right, the word Jesus is very powerful. And as we go along, okay, this entire series, I pray and ask that you will find okay, purpose in your life. Now, I have this video. Came through the Facebook. I find that it was very interesting. I do not know how many of you have watched this. Okay, let's watch this. Huh? Okay, ready? Ready? Okay.
What? Pagi sudah lepas dengan kawan-kawan. Lepas dengan mandi, pray. Sampai sini sudah 6. 6 kita telah start kerja.
Lepas tahun saya suruh ikut ayo. Saya sama jemputan dalam pukul 1 kita pergi ambil barang. Dari sini sudah dekat 3. Balik ke tempat. Dan baru kami dia ke 3 ini semua kita telah jadi. Agak sedih juga lah. Biasalah tu. Di nombor sepanjang kan, dah tanggungjawab kena kerja, kerja juga lah.
Bukan, kalau tak boleh macam tu lah. Orang cuti kita kena jaga keamanan dan kau cakap, dah kena ramah awak lah.
Ayah, main sedih, ayah macam tu. Semua dah cinta lah, ambil tampak. Macam tu, aku lah. Aku sibuk kerja. Naik bos.
Amen. All right. Let's give Jesus a big hand. Or you want to stay next cafe? Okay. Okay. Now, I think this is brilliant. All right. Now, sometimes when we do community event and all that, now, I was thinking this could be one. How many of you want to wake up 3 a.m. in the morning? We make coffee. I don't know. You got to ask April Lee because she makes the best coffee, is she now? Okay, all right. She made a coffee, yeah? So, go 3 a.m., let's make coffee. Then we go down to the market. And we tell them we are community at heart. Every one of us deliver coffee, if that's their favorite. If not, then Chinese tea. Okay. Or else you bring pao, whatever, you homemade or whatever. So, I think that was very brilliant. But what I'm trying to say is that these people wake up 3 a.m., 4 a.m., you know, because they have something in their heart. They have a purpose. They have something that they want to accomplish for that day. Of course, that one was made for the new year, 31st December, and crossing to 1st of January. Yes? All right? Now, that video that you have seen just now for Penang Hill, all right? I want to give this credit to Steve Ong. Where is Steve Ong? All right. Okay. But we miss Zihan. If Zihan, okay, video, okay, correct, huh? Okay. All right. Amen. Okay, where am I now? Okay, now, question. What is your purpose in life? The one millionaire question. $1 million question, all right? The $1 million question. What is your purpose in life? Everybody try to answer this question every year, okay, in their life. I hope you have found your purpose, all right, in life. And even as we have prayed from last year, cross over to this year, is how each and every one of us live our life, Okay, do we live our life in Christ? How our lifestyle is? Okay, day in, day out. Okay, or day out, day in. Okay, what do you do? Okay, with your life. So that's where we want to answer this question. Okay, the big question, the question of all time. What is your purpose in life? Now, next slide. Right now, how do people derive their purpose? Generally, you look around, friends. Okay, whether they know God or do not know. Okay, how do people derive their question? Or you look flashback in the years when you are much younger, how you derive your purpose or what you want to be, okay, in the 5-10 years to come. And you see that many people derive their purpose because of family. Right? How many of you have friends, okay, who father is a businessman, mother businessman, brother businessman, sister businessman? So what you will be? Businessman. Okay, all right. If father is a doctor, mother is a doctor, elder brother doctor, sister also doctor. So now you're still studying. What you want to be? Doctor. If father is a lawyer, mother is a lawyer, brother is a lawyer, okay, sister lawyer, uncle also lawyer, grandfather also lawyer. What you want to be? Lawyer. Huh? Okay. All right. If father pastor, mother pastor, so brother, you want to become pastor? All right now. Don't tell my sons. All right, now, next. Now, some people, it's because of friend. Now, I do not know when you're growing up, what to study, what course to study, you know. Then you go out to your friends, hey, you study what? Oh, engineering, you study engineering. Oh, mechanical, electrical, electronic. Okay, I also study engineering. Does it go like that? No. Okay, now, what about some people will be exposure. Now you look around, many times people get into what they do because of exposure. You look at our children. After watching Spider-Man, they come back. What's a Spider-Man? Who are you? I'm Spider-Man. After watching some of those, right? Now the latest movie that's coming will be screened in January, the what? February, the what? Captain America, or somebody come Captain America. So we'll buy shirt and all that. Like for me, I got Batman shirt. We'll wear Batman shirt. Dixon, okay? We'll wear it together, okay? Now, we want to be somebody of that because of the exposure. Now, we were saying that there's one movie, the Bible character movie that is coming. Is this green screen in November, February or what? For Chinese New Year? March, March the? 20-something, okay? March 20-something right now. So when you watch that, then you say, you come back, I want to be like Noah. The trailer is already out, right? You can see, okay, trailer. So I was just telling the youth yesterday that some of them, not during service, some of them in the office, before going to watch that movie, please read Genesis chapter 6, chapter 7. Okay. Oh, then you see whether biblical or not. Biblically screen or not, all right? Now, some people will be circumstances. Then you hear story like that. My early days of childhood, my father died, then my mother died, you know, then I had nobody take care of me. I stayed with your grandma, and then my grandma's house, everybody is mechanic. The father mechanic, everyone mechanic. So now that's why I'm a mechanic. Yes, something like that, right? So, or it's a hawker, do hawker also every day. No father, no mother, no income. So help up in the hawker center. So every morning is prepare food and all that. So that's how I became a char kway teow man, you know, something like that. Now, some people are, in the sense, they have a very clear ambition. They have a personal ambition. I want to be a pilot. How many of you, when much younger, you want to be a pilot? Yes, me too. See the aeroplane. But I only get up to the aeroplane at age, when I started work, okay, they send me to Singapore. I get to ride an aeroplane for the first time. To Singapore, okay, all right now. But today, many of you has flew almost everywhere, okay, now. To repress something, Okay, all right, okay, come back already. Okay, next. What do I do next? If I repress, what would do? What would I do? Press again, Okay, now let's go on, What are the benefits of having purpose? Now, if you have purpose in your life, everything changes. People who have purpose, they live one notch higher than the rest. Not to look down on the rest who do not have, but it's true. Okay, if you have purpose in your life, you know what you want to do every day of your life. You won't end up like, sleep through and it's already 12 p.m. One p.m. So you wake up, it was like 5 p.m. and then that is your breakfast, lunch and dinner. There your neighbor left and right. I know someone like that. Okay. No, I think I lose connection. David, I got to have you back. Okay. So now, let me say that there are benefits of having purpose. Okay. Number one, purpose brings clarity. You'll be so clear that what are you going to do for the next 3 years, the next 5 years, and 30 years down the road? Yes. Yes, it brings clarity. What are the things that you want to do? Number two, purpose will keep you focused. You know, in life like that, we get distracted very fast. Distracted. You want to do something, we get distracted. TV on, you go around there. So now today, everybody can do some work by watching TV, right? You're watching the TV, is on and you're doing something else, okay? And today, people bring the great answer to that is today we are all multitasking. Okay, do this, okay, two, three computers, one shot here, then play okay, everything in one go, multitasking. Then we all know that many times with that, I don't know whether you complete, okay, whatever assignment that is required of you, all right? Now, the third one, purpose propels you, okay? It wakes you up, you have that energy every moment that you are up. You know that is the thing that you're going to do for the next week, next year, 3 years down the road. Amen. Now, Friday was Taipusam. Okay, together with Vincent and Janice family, we went down to explore. Okay, Kampa. All right, on the way down from Ipoh, of course. Ipoh, man. All right, now. From Ipoh, we went down. There's the next place was Kelly Castle. Then we went down to Guatampura and reached Kampa. Okay, why we are doing so? Huh? This year, we're going to have our family camp. Amen? And this will be our first family camp. Okay, the question now is, you go. So we look out this place that we hear so much. It's called the Grand Kampa. Okay, you can search, okay, Room B and all surrounding places. There's archery, whatever things that we can do. All right, now I couldn't tell you more because we're going to leave that to our camp commander. Okay, our camp commander this year is none other than Jenny. Oi. Okay. Now she's at the kids zone. All right, now so stay tuned for that. Now, which means hearing that. Please start saving lah. Okay, the date. I'll give you the date first. It will be December 25th, 26th, 27th. So end of the year, okay, we go to Grand Kampa. Now, question. Oh, look at this picture. What picture is this? This is none other than Disneyland. Now, who's the black figure there? The statue. There is none other than Walt Disney. Okay, what's that? Mickey Mouse. Okay, what about the shorter one, okay? Mickey Mouse. So right now, Walt Disney has a company mission. He has a company mission statement. Now, some of you knew, some of you do not know. I told the youth yesterday. Now, anyone from the older ones, okay, the mature ones, okay? Any one of you knew the mission statement of Disneyland? Yes, Michael Jung. Oh, happiest place on earth. Actually, they have certain logo that they have. That's happiest day. Now, from very young, I heard that this is their mission statement. And I searched and I found it. Okay, Walt Disney Company mission statement says to make people happy. So, in other words, anyone that step into Walt Disney, you know, anyone that step into Disneyland, okay, their whole goal is to make you happy. The moment you say you make you happy, the moment you say, "Whoa, Goofy, come and greet you!" Oh, I kind of greet you, you know. I first time went to, you know, the princess. I see lah. I don't know already. Okay, now not Cinderella. Princess Jasmine came by. And I came by. I was like, "Whoa, that's Princess Jasmine." Of course, my wife pulled me back. Okay. Okay. Now everything changed because you're in the Disneyland. The house is different, you know. And then you look at all these young children and all that. They drink their Coke and all that. They don't drink like this. The straw will be going round. Everything changed because it's Disneyland. Okay, if you spill anything, they don't scold you. It's okay, it's all right, spill some more. They have all these gadgets come. They, in split a second, they clean up. They're just able to clean up whatever, whether it's on the road, on the carpet. Wow, it's super clean. No complaints. Okay, it's all right. You break anything, it's okay, all right. But I'm not asking you to go there and break, all right now. The whole goal is to make you happy because that is their mission statement. All right, now, next. Now, what is the ultimate purpose in life? No, of you, okay? What is the ultimate purpose in life? The ultimate purpose in life is to find the purpose in Christ. Amen? Yes? If we can find our purpose in Christ, wow, that will be the ultimate purpose. So your ultimate purpose in life is to find your purpose in Christ. So today I'm going to help all of us to find that purpose. Amen? Okay, now, next. The best example that we can follow or emulate or look at is none other than Jesus. Yes? Everybody said, I thought it would be like Stark or some other names. No, it's none other than Jesus himself who showed us the ultimate purpose in life is to find your purpose in Christ. Yes, now, Jesus showed us God's purpose. In other words, when Jesus came, he actually showing God the Father, his Father. Right? Jesus said, whatever that I do, whatever I see my Father do, I do. Right? He's showing us God's heart, okay, his purpose, okay, to all of us. Now look at this scripture in Luke 4. Jesus, okay, so Luke 1, 2, 3, 4, still very early of chapter. Now Jesus about to start his ministry. So in verse 16, it says, so he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. Now, Nazareth is his hometown. Just like if I go back to my hometown is in Telok Intan. If I go out to Telok Intan, I will wait, man. I will wait for the shop to open. And it's open at 5 p.m. So before 5 p.m., with our car, our family will be waiting there for the shop to open. And here comes the Telok Intan. Mr. and Mrs. Chi, welcoming us, and we buy the Chi Chong Fan. And we will buy like 20 packets, immediately get into the car, and we open up, and we start eating. Yes, after finish 10 packets, we drive off. We reach the place that we stay, we open up again, let me eat. Then after that, at 11 p.m., we will go back to the store again to meet Mr. and Mrs. Chi, and we will buy another 20 packet. All right, just like going back to hometown. So he is going back to hometown where he had brought up, right, where he had been brought up, and as he custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place it was written. All right, so very good, right? That means Jesus has a heart wherever he goes, synagogue, he go to the church, he go to the temple. Okay, temple here means place of worship. All right. Is this a temple? Oh, temple means a place of worship. Okay, now. Then next. I say that because when you read the Bible, Jesus go to the temple, right? So the children came back and I don't know whether David or Darius said, Jesus went to temple. Hallelujah. Okay, now next. It was 18. And he said this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. 3, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. 19, verse 19, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus, standing in the synagogue, opened up, okay, the scroll and read, and he proclaimed and declared his mission or his purpose here for the next 3 years. Just like many of us who are entering into college, university, just like Jungan, okay, you enter, master, not PhD, right? No, okay, master, okay. He got new staff, so I was like, is that you or the friend of Cornelia right now? So Jesus came and declared his purpose. Amen? Now, then after that, then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Everybody was amazed. Nobody has declared their purpose in life. You see, if you don't declare your purpose in life or you do not have a purpose in life, you end up seeing your life drifting, day by day, drifting. By the time that you realize 20 years already passed or 30 years have passed and you say, what am I going to do now? You already reached like 50, 60, 70 and you're like, oh, how am I going to capture all that back? Now, Luke 19 verse 10, Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. So Jesus has his way to say in every portion of scripture, okay, many ways, different way that he say, but it's all the same thing that he came to seek and save that which was lost. And then in Matthew 27-28, and whoever desire to be first among you, let him be your slave, just as Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve and to give his life, a ransom for many. Another way Jesus put it, that he came to serve, not to serve. And not to be served, all right? Now, next. Another way that he had put it, that is in John 4, verse 142, a story that many of you have heard, okay, the story of Samaritan woman. So this Samaritan woman was at a well. She was not well. She came to the well, but she was not well. But he had a few conversations with Jesus. The conversation turned well. And she became well. Ah, don't ask me to repeat again. All right, praise the Lord right now. So we all knew that conversation that Samaritan had with Jesus at the noontime. Okay, where who wants to go and fetch water at the noontime? Okay, we heard the story the last year when we did, right? The story of Samaritan woman. But to cut the story short, okay, where Jesus has said, oh, you have four husbands. No, now you don't have husband. Yes, there's the fifth one that you're living with, you know, or the sixth one. You have five husbands, then the sixth one. Until he met Jesus, okay, he knew the real man. All the six men are not real, okay? He met Jesus, that was the real man. Okay, now, cutting the story short, I want to draw attention to verse 31. In the meantime, his disciple urged him. Okay, so the disciples all left. Where did they go? They go to Queen's Bay Mall. They go to Nando's. Hungry, yeah? Okay, now. Good thing fasting over. Okay, now. They go to Kentucky, you know. They go to Canton Eye. They go to Dragon Eye. They go to see all kinds of things, okay, because they're hungry to buy food. All right? So they came back. So they came back and tell Jesus, Rabbi, eat, eat. Jesus, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat which you do not know. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Of course, nobody. Now, Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you know, to understand this, those who are workaholic, your mother knows very well. Every day they ask you to eat, you don't eat, right? Eat your breakfast, you don't eat. Eat dinner, don't eat. My mom very concerned about me. My sister also, you know, I'm kind of workaholic. I work. Okay, and then they will be pressurizing me, okay, to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Thank God I've put on. Okay, praise the Lord. All right, now. So Jesus said his food is to do the will of God. He knew his very purpose and is to finish it. Right? Many people started and never finished. So Jesus showed us that his work, what work is his, and is to finish his work. All right, now, the result. Okay, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him. So she went back and told the people in the city, and many believed in Jesus because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me that all I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. Wow, they have a camp, 3 days, 2 nights. And Jesus was the speaker. Hallelujah. And many more believe because of his word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you say, but we ourselves have heard him. And they were out, and now they are in Christ. We know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Jesus has a very purpose, and instead translating it, okay, to whoever that he has met. Okay, next. We want to look at Paul. Okay, just two persons, Jesus and then Paul. Now, Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul grabs it. And whatever that he's written, where all the letters that's written, Ephesians, Galatians, Corinthians, okay, Romans, Philippians, Colossians, all that's written, he has, in a way that he's written, he is the biggest fan of in Christ. Okay, look at this. He, in his writing, he showed us the kingdom purpose. Okay, he showed us kingdom purpose. Friends, if you have the kingdom purpose, you will also find the specific role that God has prepared you to do, okay, in advance. Okay, the Apostle Paul, okay, has the clear, okay, among all, he has the clear revelation of kingdom purpose in Christ. And he took that time to pen down, okay, in all the letters. Okay, just show you a few. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are created in Christ. For God prepared beforehand that we should walk, okay, in them. Another scripture in Acts 26:16-18, he was explaining. Okay, he was in custody, he was explaining. He said, Jesus said this, in that sense, okay, I have appeared to you for this purpose. You know, the day when he, bam, the light shone upon him, he was all out to persecute Christians, drag them, stone them. And he said, Jesus said this to him, I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and bear witness, to whom I send you, to open the eyes that they may turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, and they may receive forgiveness of sin and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in him. Just now when I show you Disneyland, when you are in Christ, Jesus is saying that it's not the Disneyland is just an example. Is that when you are in Christ, you actually step into Christ's world instead of Disneyland, right? So you become Disney World or Disneyland, all right? Or Christ's land or Christ's world. You know, everybody wants to be in Christ's world. Why? Because in Jesus' land or Christ's land, or if we can name it that way, all right? Now, blessing. Right, you want blessing? Whoa, this is everything that you enter in that Disneyland, right? Whoa, this is Christ's land, huh? Whoa, blessing. You go this house. Whoa, blessing. You go on the right. This is peace ride, not roller coaster. Okay, this is peace ride. This is joy and all that. But there are other things as well. Where you go this? Oh, this is forgiveness one. Don't go in. All right. So there are places where he's going to turn you from darkness to light. There's ghost house, right? Not ghost house, it's forgiveness house. Okay. You go there, you forgive. All right. Now, people don't want to go. Okay, like Chinese New Year coming. Hey, no. Christmas New Year is coming. CNY, all right? Oh, you go there, you see, oh, this prosperity house, if you want to go. What about if this is a purpose house? Wow. Okay, so Jesus said, I've appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve, okay, and bear witness, okay, of Jesus. Now, another scripture. Romans 15:20-21. And so I have made it my aim. So with that, Paul responded by saying this. I have made it my aim to preach the gospel. How many of us who have penned down, you know, in your things that you're going to do, okay, in 2014, resolution. But I don't say, you know, resolution. Resolutions are this. Resolution only lasts until end January. But the things that you want to do in year 2014, will you follow the example of Paul that says, I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not announced, they shall see, and those who have not heard shall understand. I will go to places, I will meet people, I will preach the gospel, people who have not seen, okay, the goodness of God, people have not experienced the love of our Father, people have never heard and understand. I made it my aim, okay, to preach the gospel. In 1 Corinthians 9:16, for if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. Wow. I was just asking you, your English better than me, right? Okay, now. Woe to me. How many of you will actually curse yourself? Maybe God, nowadays, maybe God. He said, woe to me. I will have a misery life. My life will be so miserable if I do not preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wow. All right, yeah, another one. Huh? But the Lord stood, in 2 Timothy 4, 17, 18, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me. You know, sometimes when you share the gospel, you start step one, step two. After that, something else came. You never finish the whole story of Jesus coming, turn to something else. You know, you talk about char kway teow, you talk about liu lian coming already, you know, Chinese still coming. Then, what happened to the gospel that you want to share? So he said, that message might be preached fully through me, that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I will deliver out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil world and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. How does that apply to us? You know, I was just telling the youth, would you think that if you were to read this, what comes to your mind? So that, okay, Lord, use me so that the message might be preached fully through me, that all my classmates might hear. I know some of your classmates is your enemy. Or you say, so that the message might be preached fully through me, so that all my family members might hear. I know some of you don't like your uncle, don't like your auntie, uncle, grandma, whatever. But the Bible says that all the Gentiles, all will come to hear. People who have hurt you, people who have said some kind of things, okay, towards you. But Paul said this, that all the Gentiles might hear. Next. As I end, going to end already. Now, what is Eagle Point's clear? I have to put the word clear, purpose in Christ. You know, for me as a pastor, sometimes I ask, you know, try to see whether people capture the mission, you know, church and all that. The very purpose, the very reason that we exist here, all right? Or otherwise, we will do all kinds of things and never fulfill what God has called us to do, all right? Amen? So, what is Eagle Point clear purpose in Christ? Can I have a good reply? 1, 2, 3. Go and make disciples. I was asked, jump me, oh, don't answer, all right? No. That is none other, if you see the other side, is honor God, go and make disciples. Honor God, go and make disciples. Now, we can do all kinds of things. We can do all kinds of events. Okay, we can invent all kinds of things. We can have the best service. We can have the best musician. We can have the best music. We have the most hype dance or whatever we have. Okay, now, you understand or not? But if we are not honoring God and go and make disciples, we are not making anything. We just bake a cake. Okay, that's all. Okay, no? Enjoy ourselves. All right, now, in that case, my next question is, what is your clear purpose in Christ? Can I have a good answer? Same lah. Honor God, go and make disciples. Why? I think if you hear me last year, I preached a message. Yes, they say, whatever they are you doing, if you are a boss like Jude, okay, or your employer, all right? Or you are a teacher, or you are a manager, or you are an engineer, all right? Or you are a scientist, all right? Today, he also almost turned scientist because he's teaching you a physicist. Okay, Isaac Newton, the third Newton's law, all right now. Okay, what's first Newton law? Okay now. So in other words, whatever you do, housewife, okay? You're a teacher, student, right? So in other words, I am a student, okay? My purpose is to honor God, go and make disciples. I am an engineer. My purpose in Christ is to honor God, go and I will go and make disciples. I am a manager. I am a boss. I am a housewife. My purpose in Christ is to honor God and go and make disciples. Amen? Okay, when you have that clear in your mind, friends, you don't have to worry about whether they're going to give you promotion or not. Because as you choose to honor God, God will honor you in return. I told you my story, right? I was not looking for promotion. I was happily working because I got a job that pays me, that I can just continue to serve God. You know, all my all my calls that came in until the stage, all the phone call that came into my circular job office, it's all from church members who call me, pastor, they call me, oh, asking me for help, decision, and all that. So until the day when, that was before, because my immediate boss gave me the privilege of a secret code. Okay, I can dial the secret code that I can dial. Okay, straight. What's that? Anyway, so when the time came, he wanted to promote me. So we sit down in the meeting hall, meeting room. So we say, okay, this is the appraiser, right? So he say, okay, that was December. So January, he's going to promote me, okay, to promote me lah, for manager level and all that. So I say, oh, why do you want to promote me? No, don't promote me. No need. We have a senior and engineer there. We have so and so. All of them waiting to promote. Boss, you promote them lah. You don't need to promote me. My boss got a shock of his life. So he said, no, I don't want to promote them. All right, friends, when you choose to honor God, God has a way to honor you in many ways. All right, and you will be so amazed, okay, with how God can bless you. But the key is still whether you honor God. All right, so if you have not, you say this. My encouragement to you is this: you are just one step closer to it. Amen. All right, can you say with me this? I. Okay, whether you're housewife, boss, whatever. Okay, say ready. Okay, I will honor God, and I will go make disciples. Amen. Okay, maybe later we will stand up and declare that. Okay, now. So, because Matthew 28:19, when Jesus about to leave, and he made his last few words, he said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, laugh out. Okay, I am. Okay, you join the two word LOL there. Okay, now, and with you always and to the ends of the age, go and make disciples. And then in another scripture, say, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and some area there, you know, there's some area there, and to the ends of the earth. Sometimes people say, okay, Bible also now tell us go to Lipsin, and now go to Tanjung Bunga, or go to Butterworth. Eh? There's some area there. All right, now, praise the Lord. So, be witnesses. Okay, next. Luke 10, verse 1 and 2 says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face, into every city and place where he himself was about to go. And then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. So it's to send out, okay, as laborers. Next. What is making disciples? Very clear. Big bombastic word or whatever, huh? Now, the first thing is to make disciples is to go. You going. As long as you don't go, you're not doing anything. That is your first step. Okay, going to the lost. Number two, you go, you win them. You win them to you, and you win them to the Lord. Because Jesus, they don't see. They only see you. Okay, your lifestyle, how you walk, how you talk, how you behave. Right, you're winning them, okay, to the Lord. Then you win them to the Christ, and then you disciple them. All right, now, next. Now, 2 Corinthians, as I end, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen? Yes? Now, question. All of us memorize the scripture called John 3:16. Yes? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Now, many of us growing as a Christian, we stop at verse 16. Yes? Do you memorize verse 17? How many can recite with me verse 17? 1, 2, 3, 4. God has not sent Jesus, his Son, to condemn the world, but the world through him they shall be saved. Okay, verse 17. So if you only know verse 16, your Christian has been there for years. Friends, this year let it be a growing year, all right? Grow to verse 17. Can I? Likewise, for verse 17 here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Verse 18? So now you're new creation, everybody new creation, look at everybody, yeah, new, right? Old has passed, all new. Eh? So if you remain there, then for display only, I'm new, only for display. Now there are people who play football and all they play, but the rest is all for display only. Huh? So what is verse 18? Verse 18 says, now, so now you're new creation, new, you believe in Jesus, and all things have passed away, now become new. So now how? Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So now you have become a new creation. What do? God has given us a ministry. It's called ministry of reconciliation. It's not ministry of education. It's not ministry of defense. All right? So sometimes we end up doing many other things, right? But it's given us the ministry of reconciliation. What reconciliation is he talking about? You read the next verses. That says, that is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, reconcile the world to himself. That's what Jesus came for. Not imputing their trespasses to them, has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now, then, we are ambassadors of Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he had made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we may become righteousness God in him. Amen? Now, so first, Christ showed, he came. He became the one that reconciled us to God. So now we are reconciled to him already. All right? Now, then Paul said this, you are now ambassador for Christ. So being an ambassador, what's the meaning of ambassador? What's the role of an ambassador? You represent the country. You represent your nation. When you represent, if you are sent to the ambassador to the embassy of another nation, all right, you represent your country. You represent your nation culture. You represent. You bring the message from your nation, from the prime minister, from the government, because you represent your country, your ambassador. So now you're ambassador for Christ. And now is that you bring that message. You understand? All right? Okay. Somebody help me this? Okay. No more. Okay, now. So talking about ambassador, huh? All right? So everybody clear? Being ambassador? Okay. Now, which means when God asks us to go, in that sense, all right, to go as ambassador, and that is to reconcile people, okay, to God. Reconcile people to God. Now, going to end, all right, so in other words, when you make disciples, is to honor God and go and make disciples. Okay, now, as I end. So, as this is the Great Commission given, okay, this Great Commission is not reading, it's not singing about it, it's not dancing about it, it's not writing a poem, it's not all that, but this Great Commission is not the great suggestion for us. Jesus did not say, let me suggest to you, why not you become ambassador? Let me suggest to you, why not you go to that some area? No, it is the Great Commandment. Amen? Alright? So with that, we call it the mandate that Jesus has given, the very purpose. Can I push it back? Now, this is the last scripture. Paul said this, for I am already poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I kept the faith. I wonder, at this juncture of your life, you can say this, I fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. All of us will want to say this, all right, at the end of our journey on earth. Then finally there is laid out for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Amen? All right? So the very purpose? Yes? Let me see, is there another slide? I think no more already. Okay, no more, yeah? Okay, so it's to honor God. Go already. Okay, honor God, make disciples. Okay, shall we all stand? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Huh? You learn something today? It's our clear purpose, clear. All right, so that brings clarity. So it brings clarity, whatever you're doing. Don't worry. Okay, when we were in Melbourne, okay, my friend was saying this. Those who became farmer, they are so proud being a farmer. Those who became a rubbish collector, they are so proud because they are rubbish collector. Okay, they really honor, okay, their vocation, okay, they are doing. So friends, whatever that you are doing, all right, you can say this, dear Lord, I am today, I recognize my very purpose in Christ is to honor you, and I will go and I will make disciples. Amen. The rest will come by lah, huh? In your life group, what are the steps and so on, all right? But this is the first step. The first step is to go. Amen. Now, I want all of us to close our eyes before we sing our last song. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to say this prayer. I want you to repeat after me, huh? All right? Say, dear Jesus, I recognize that I am. Okay, say, whoever you are, recognize that I am a pastor, I'm a father, all right? Whatever that you are saying, can? All right? Okay. Dear Jesus, today, I recognize my purpose in Christ. My purpose in Christ is to honor you. And I will go to the lost. And I will win them to myself. And I will direct them to you, Jesus. And I will make disciples. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. This year of 2014, I commit that into your hands. Just as your words this morning, I will call upon you. And you will answer me. And you will show me great and mighty things that I do not know. Thank you, Jesus. I give you all praise, all worship, all glory. In Jesus' name, amen.